Not your quick, actually.
Yeah, well, this is mine is always quick questions. I mean, again, I've got Christian telling me how to do an interview, but he deserves it.
He deserves it.
Chris, league champions, how does it feel?
Absolutely brilliant. As good as all the rest of them felt. You know, it's main thing is to try and win the league in a club like this, and how success driven we are. And to go and do it in that fashion was kind of a bit more special.
It's absolutely fantastic that you've taken the league title back from Cork.
Oh yeah, that was the main aim at the start of the year. You know, last year was by no means good enough. You know, we surrendered the league quite easy in the end. So this year it was all about regrouping and getting together again and winning the league title, and that's what we've done.
It's a great sense of camaraderie among this team as well, and a never say die attitude.
That's it. We've shown it with so many late goals over the year, and the camaraderie in here is great. You know, we're coming in here and it's laughing and jokes and smiles all week, you know, because we get on so well. But there's a good professional side to it as well. When somebody needs telling what to do, and we're not afraid to argue with each other, and that's what a good team is.
Well, it's been a fantastic season for you. I mean, you're the king of midfield.
That's your title now.
You are the king of midfield.
It's been an enjoyable year, and like I said, when things are going well, it makes it that bit more enjoyable. But it helps when I'm playing with players like Robbie Vance and Jay McGrath, and now Patrick's back as well. And there's been people in and out. John came on tonight and done a great job, you know, so there's always boys to fill in. So
a lot of people were worried at the time when Stephen got the broken leg, but the team had to step up, and particularly you in the central midfield, and you stepped up to that challenge so well.
Yeah, well, I had no choice. There's no one else there. I know, but we stepped up as a team, and since the Waterford game, I felt we really, really kicked on. There was big turning points in the season, you know, late win against Cork, the crazy week that was when we lost to Shamrock Rovers, and we went to Limerick and won, and Cork lost. I think that was a big turning point in the season. And other teams, maybe a team last year would have went through that game in Limerick, but we went down and got the win. I thought that was a real turning point there.
For you, is this your best season performance-wise, or the way you're playing at the moment? Do you think this is the best season for you?
Yeah, personally, it's been my best season. Like I said, shaking off injuries and just been on a good run of form, and just everything's went right for me. And I suppose, you know, it helps the hard work you put in training, and I'm getting the rewards on a Friday night.
When you were 1-0 down tonight, I saw you kept pushing the team on.
Well, we all pushed each other on, but it was important just not to lose the head, you know, because it's so easy, because it's a frustrating game. It was by no means probably wasn't the greatest to watch, but we always felt we could get a goal with the attacking players on the side, and we did.
I mean, you celebrated 2 weeks ago that you had the title won, but you wanted to clinically make sure.
Yeah, it was kind of half celebration, you know. I don't think we would have slipped up a 25 goal lead. I couldn't see that in a million years. But to get it, there it is, mathematically done, and you're champions, and that's what we've done.
One last question: are you staying next year?
Oh, I have another year anyway.
Pretty, I want to talk to you.
I have another year anyway, and hopefully there's a few more years thrown my way by Mal. Okay. So hopefully so.
Well done. Thanks very much,
Jerry. Thank you.